a newsletter written by prisoners, or that a lot of the stuff in there is by prisoners, is something, like I said, that motivates them. So there's no problem in it being accepted. Most prisoners love it. They'll read it. They'll devour it. They'll study it. They'll use it as a study material for when they hold, like, little classes. I used to hold revolutionary classes with those newsletters. I would pass them around to people and then tell them, hey, let's talk about this article right here. Everybody would read the article, and then we would have this big discussion about the article, the pros and the cons, and the possibility of that working, whatever it was that the person was speaking about. And so, you know, it's a good thing. Plus, it also opened the eyes to a lot of prisoners, even in other joints, about things that are happening in other joints, you know. The only thing that becomes an obstacle, as always, is the administration, the police. They take the newsletter and they'll you know, say things like, yeah, these people are trying to communicate with other prisoners in other joints, and that's a security threat, and they're passing code words, and, you know, and no, that's not really true. But that's how they do it. That's how the administration always works. They see it in that way. Everything they look at it in a security way, and they use that to stop the newsletter. So in a lot of joints right now, and a lot of prisoners, they're not receiving the newsletter because the administration is labeling it a threat. Even though, for real, if you look at the newspapers like the Daily News, I mean, you see more acts of crime and more anti-government stuff than anything else. You see, you know, the cops beating down people and shooting innocent people in the streets, and Al-Qaeda doing this, that, and the third, and an attack on another country by this military machine. And, you know, they don't say nothing, but when they get our newsletters, and our newsletters talking about unfair treatment in prisons, now all of a sudden it becomes a threat, and they say that that newsletter cannot get in because it's encouraging violence or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a contradiction. I think this whole country is run on contradictions. You know, I'm very fond of wearing glasses. Right? I have this set of glasses I always wear. I wear it everywhere. The only thing is that they don't have the lenses, right? And people always say, man, why are you always wearing these glasses without the lenses? And that's just like my way of saying that, you know, everything that you see ain't really what it appears to be, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what this government is a lot of what it, you know, a lot of lies. Like, they'll say this land is the land of the free, but we have more prisoners than any other country in the world.